9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jerk. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. For picture frames, padlocked with all our names, just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again, just like we planned it. Going and landing, I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Thank you.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning dog a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand but hold your balance. I just say whatever cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dude. Dude, always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the gold has been hitting the rough. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. I'm in that fun, yeah. So I stay lit. I don't need the chief to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff. Like, nah, no smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm. That's dope.
And I say, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking. My back's against the wall. I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
For all the times I gave up midway,
all of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus I'm still hungry, need templates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And I'm just annoying, so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from my cry, cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, a new series begins today here in Frisco, and an early one, an 11:05 start here from Riders Field for Education Day presented by Olson. A lot of kids in the ballpark, and we've got great weather here as we are rained out on Sunday, but didn't have to wait very long before a new series begins here in Frisco. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Warden. Welcome you into the beginning of a six-game series as the Amarillo Sod Poodles come to town for a second time here in the third series between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. Starting matchup today, T.K. Roby, who was supposed to go on Sunday, will take the ball today. Tekoa gets his seventh start of the season. He is 1-3 with a 6.83 ERA. Chad Patrick will start for the Sod Poodles. He has yet to get a win this year, 0-5 with an 8.69 ERA, and got hit around with seven earned runs against Frisco, leaving in the first inning up in Amarillo a couple weeks ago. Amarillo comes in 15-18 on the season. Frisco 13-19 on a seven-game slide, looking to snap that here today with first pitch at 11:05. Well, we talked with Tripp Keister on the pregame show before Sunday's game and didn't have a chance to play that since we were rained out on Sundays. We're going to play the second part of that conversation coming out. It wasn't really specific about that game or last weekend or anything, more about Carlos Cardoza, the manager, and some defensive improvements and what they're working on in the field with the Rough Riders. So bench coach Tripp Keister joins us next on the pregame show. First pitch at 11:05 today here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride. All right, welcome back in the pregame show. Here's a conversation with bench coach Tripp Keister. Started out talking about the manager that he's working with, Carlos Cardoza, as well as some defensive stuff they're improving on. Again, first pitch at 11:05 here in the pregame show. Tripp Keister joins us before the Sod Poodles and the Frisco Rough Riders go at it just a few minutes away. I know you spoke highly of Carlos Cardoza off the air, so I know you say nice things about him on the air as well. Yeah. For a young manager who you get to work with now in your first season in the Rangers organization, mm-hmm. How has he, you know, gained respect in the clubhouse when he's not even that much older than a lot of the players, but it seems like guys rally around him? How has he been able to do that?
Well, first of all, he's a good human being. So that I think everyone can tell that. His players, his staff, the people that he comes into contact with, everyone can tell that he's just a good person. And that's first and foremost. But he has a really good pulse on this team. I think a lot of these players he's had before. So he's got a relationship with, I know the staff, with the exception of me, I'm the only new one, but he's got a really good rapport with the staff, and this group plays for him. We haven't had success lately, but it's not because we haven't been working. It's not because there's any dissension or anything like that. So he really does have a good feel for this team. He picks the right times to have conversations with the group, with the individual players, and he's a good motivator. He's very consistent each day in what he brings, and he's doing a great job. And you know, you can't always judge everything by wins and losses at this level, and I hope he's not being judged that way. Obviously it's a piece, and we're trying to win every night, but we also where we're headed is we're trending up, and we're going to be a much better team here in a month or 2 months, and because of his leadership.
Yeah. Tripp Keister joining us here in the show. I want to ask quickly about defensively, because on one hand, defense is an individual thing. You can take ground balls and throw to a first baseman, and it doesn't matter
who you're thrown to. You get called up, and you know you have different. You could play defense with eight different guys you never played with before, and you could still do it. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I think there's things about team defense and chemistry and working together that maybe fans don't always see. When you're coaching this team, how do you go about preparing guys to play defense with each other that maybe isn't so individual after all? Is there any particular drills or where you coach them or talk to them to get them work together as a defensive squad?
Wow, that's a great question, and one that we talk about and think about daily as a staff. You know, obviously individual defense and the defense of an individual player is made up of many skills, whatever that position may be. So fielding ground balls and being in position and your throws and your footwork and all those things as an outfielder fielding fly balls and then you know, cuts and relays so that on balls hitting into the gaps, we're all in the right spot. We all have a job to do and a place to be. And our baseball IQ is helping us with where to be and what to do. So that's kind of a role that has to be that way as you move up the chain towards the big leagues. The expectation is that you know what you're supposed to be doing, where you're supposed to be. The score of the game, the speed of the runner dictates a lot. The outs in the inning, all of those things factor into to things that we talk about and teach each day. So that's a great question and one that we really spend a lot of time with the group with. And we've done a good job. We've had a couple lapses at some bad games, and when our bad game the other night was really bad, and the only thing we can do is just keep working and keep fighting the good fight and to try to get these guys better each night and to be the best defensive team we can be. And you don't always know what you're going to get on the mound. You don't always know what the other team's going to do offensively, but you can play good defense. You can play catch with a purpose. You can take your ground balls and your fly balls with a purpose so that you're prepared each night to play defense. And what I always talk about is just making sure we turn outs into outs. Yeah. Let's get 27 outs faster than they do, right. Not give them any freebies, and make it really hard for the other team to beat us.
Good. Well, Chip, keep coaching them up. I appreciate your time. Good luck today. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right, starting lineups coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back into Riders Field. Rough Riders getting set to take on the Amarillo Sod Poodle is coming up at 5 past the top of the hour on this gorgeous day for Education Day, presented by Olson. Let's get to the starting lineups for both teams, and we start with the Amarillo Sod Poodles, as announced by Sean Roof. Ryan Bliss starts it off at second, then it's Jordan Lawler at short, and Robbie Enriquez in right field. And it's A.J. Vukovic at first, Davison De Los Santos at third, and Adrian Del Castillo, the catcher. Bottom third, Tim Tawa in left, Juan Centeno, the DH, and Nick D'Alessandro is in center field. On the other side for the Rough Riders, it's Evan Carter in center, Luis Angel Acuna at short, and Thomas Sejasi at third base. Middle third of Kellen Strom at right field, Dustin Harris in left field and Nick Tanelu at first. And the bottom third of Jax Biggers at second base. Chris Cease, the DH, and Scott Capers is the Rough Riders' catcher in today's ballgame. Tekoa Roby gets the start for the Rough Riders on the mound against Chad Patrick for the Arizona Diamondbacks-affiliated Amarillo Sod Poodles. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles, game 1 of 6. First pitch is coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Cresos!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2020.
Strom to third. He's steaming around. The relay, not in time.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
It's on his second for one. Acuna to first. Got it. Double play.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day.
And Acuna hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand.
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
On a gorgeous Sunday morning, or Tuesday morning, I should say, the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles get ready for game one of this six-game series. It's Education Day, presented by Olsen, and Ryan Bliss is in from the right side against Tekoa Roby to get us underway. Ryan Bliss, the leading hitter in the Texas League, batting 406. Roby looks over his glove. He's back into his windup, and away we go. It's popped up sky high, back behind home. 0-1 on Bliss, underway at 11:06 in the PM here, or in the AM, I should say, here in Riders Field. Tekoa Roby getting the start for the Rough Riders. He's making his third start against Amarillo this season. He looks over the tip of his glove, back into his windup, and he deals home. Inside on Bliss, and it's one ball and one strike. Roby 1-3 this year with a 6.83 ERA, making his seventh start of the year. In 29 innings, he struck out 31 while just walking 8. That has been really good for him this year. The 1-1. Curveball in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Roby has the 8th lowest walk rate in the Texas League this year with just those 8 walks in 29 innings. And he struck out his fair share, over 1 per inning as well this year. He rocks back, deals in the 1-2. Just off the plate away. 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orion Bliss has been a thorn in the side of everybody in the Texas League this year. A couple half swings out towards the hill, open stance right side. Roby peers over the top of his glove, straight-legged, now the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball to short, Acuna charges, picks on two hops chest high, sets his feet, and slings across. One away. Jordan Lawler to the dish. No score, just underway, top of the first inning. Bliss hitting .406 and also leading the league in hits this season. And he can't find his way aboard against the third round pick in 2020 by the Rangers, Tekoa Roby. Right on right, one out, base is clear. Roby back into his windup, and he deals home. Swinging a foul off Capers back behind the dish. And it's 0-1. Well, Capers does the catching today for Roby as he has to shake that one off. One that got him on the foul tip, and he walks all the way out to the mound. Hopefully he's all right. Let's give you the rest of the defense behind Roby today. It's Dustin Harris in left field, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right. Along the infield from left to right, Thomas Sejasi plays third. Luis Angel Acuna is the shortstop. Jax Biggers is at second, and Nick Tanelu at first. And here comes Ichi Takazawa, the Rough Riders trainer, to go check on Scott Capers, and they're looking at his right hand. A foul tip right off of it. And Carlos Cardoza joins as well. Rough Riders manager. And Scott Capers has taken a beating behind home, but he has also been the best offensive player by on-base plus slugging in the entire Rangers organization this year. 1,040 OPS, which leads the org. He's sitting in the 9 spot today. And he has been great behind the plate as well. If you're watching on stream, we take a look at a replay. Yeah, wow. Foul tip right back to him, and it hit him in the hand as that was in between his legs. Usually you see catchers move that hand off to the right side and get it out of the way of a possible foul tip, but Capers had it right there, and he caught it right in the top of the right hand. And he's going to play catch a little bit with Roby, just make sure he's all right.
It was good news when he was in the lineup on Sunday. We didn't actually get to see him play, but we had the starting lineups, knew who was going to play before that rainout.
Yeah, and he just threw down to third base and threw it into left field, and he's going to have to come out. Sorry, Josh.
No, you're good. I just feel bad for Scott. He just comes back in and was in the lineup Sunday. Gets an extra couple days off, but first inning and already having problems.
Yeah, so Rough Riders do have some options. Cooper Johnson and Liam Hicks, both catchers on this roster. And Scott Capers, who has been normally a defensive first catcher over the course of his career and having a career year on the offensive side, is going to have to come out of this game. And so you're not only losing a really good player as a backstop, but you're also losing a really good bat in this order. And now the entire game plan that you just went over with your starting pitcher, Tekoa Roby, with those two who have a great relationship, you have to rebuild that with Cooper Johnson or Liam Hicks, whoever comes into this game. And it looks like the Rough Riders are going to turn to Liam Hicks. So Hicks comes out of the dugout in full gear, and he replaces Scott Capers in this first inning. Just 7 pitches in. Or I should say, not even that, 6 pitches in. And Capers walks down to the clubhouse, down the left field side. Here on this Education Day, Over 9,000 kids in attendance. This place is packed, and it's awesome. Really hope Scott is okay. Liam Hicks gets warmed up. He'll take over in the bottom part of the order as well. Hicks has been a good force offensively for the Rough Riders in his limited time since being called up from High A Hickory just last week. It's a Koa Roby dealing with Liam Hicks behind the dish. And it's an 0-1 count to Jordan Lawler. Just underway, no score in this top of the first inning. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles already playing each other for the 10th time this season. This is game number 33 of the year. Roby has his sign. We're ready to go. Wind back in the 0-1 pitch. Curveball dips across the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. And good job for Roby coming in after that slight injury delay and firing in a strike on the curve. That's what he's been good at all season long, is peppering the zone. Jordan Lawler, the number one prospect for the Diamondbacks organization, back in from the right side. And the 0-2 from Roby. Check swing and a breaking ball down in the dirt. They appeal, and he was able to hold. It's one ball and two strikes. Steven Rios Jr. is our home plate umpire. Kellen Martin down the first base side, and Mickey Smith down the left field side. Our three-man umpiring crew by the Texas League on this day baseball game. Roby has his sign from Hicks. He winds back in the 1-2. Low and away. Missed with the breaking ball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Jordan Lawler got off to a great start in that opening series when the Rough Riders welcomed the Sod Poodles in for three games to begin the season, but he's really struggled since, hitting just 122 in the month of May, five for his last 41. The 2-2. High and tight, and he hit him in the hand with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and Lawler's hurt. And now here comes the trainer for Amarillo, Chris Mudge, sprinting out of the dugout, and Lawler is trying to walk down to first base. It got him in the right hand, came up and in with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And that is extremely scary. That's where you see a lot of hamate bone injuries, on that fastball pinning itself in between the, or the hand pinning itself in between the fastball and the bat. And Mudd is checking out that right hand for Jordan Lawler, who's the number 9 prospect in all of baseball, according to MLB.com.
It's just a brutal at-bat. I mean, you get two guys injured in a single plate appearance, and one on each team. You hate to see it.
You hate to see it at any point, especially two batters into the game, though. Day baseball in this 11 a.m. game, it's kind of an odd situation as well. Roby has his catcher leave and then hits Lawler. See if he stays in the game. He's still being checked out by Mudd. Looks like he's going to stay in. And the thing is, that's his throwing hand. He's a very talented shortstop. And so we'll see how he's able to throw next inning as well. That thing's going to swell up pretty good. And to just add on to it, it was a fastball up and in. It's not like he got hit with a breaking ball. That thing was at 95 miles an hour. So one out, runner at first base in this already lengthy first inning because of two injury timeouts. And Robbie Enriquez steps in from the left side against the right-hander Roby, who now works from the stretch with no score and one aboard, one out. Infield up the middle at double play depth, pull side shift for the left-handed batter. Wide open stance. First pitch. Sails outside. Missed with a curveball, and it's one ball and no strikes. This is a Sod Poodles team that, as we'll talk about throughout the series, has good offensive numbers, but that's been helped out by a very hitter-friendly Hodgetown ballpark that they play their home games in. Roby from the stretch. A long hold, the 1-0. This is high and outside. Lawler bluffed going to second from first base, but he stops right there, and it's two balls and no strikes. Hodgetown, one of the most hitter-friendly ballparks in all of minor league baseball. There have been 18 games there this season. And teams have averaged 2.8 home runs per game at the park. Throw goes over to first base to check on Lawler. 2-0 still on Enriquez. Rough Riders played there in the last week of April and split a six-game series with Amarillo. Sod Poodles took two of three here in Frisco to open the season, so the Rough Riders are 4-5 this year against Amarillo. The 2-0. High and away. A really well-located pitch, but Lawler bluffed, so Hicks went up with the throw. Going to try and throw down to second base and couldn't frame it on the outside edge. Didn't give Steven Rios Jr., the home plate umpire, a good look at it. And so didn't get the call. Three balls and no strikes. Roby from the stretch. And he fires in. Pass ball in there for a strike at the top of the zone. 3-1 on Enriquez, who's hitting .244 through the first 25 games of the season. Acuna playing just behind the bag at shortstop. The pitch. High off the outside corner. Ball four. So a hit by pitch and a walk. Puts two aboard with one out in the first inning. No score for A.J. Vukovic. And Liam Hicks will go out and chat with Roby. Jax Biggers and Thomas Sejasi in the infield join them as well.
I think it's also tough with a catcher being swapped out. It's the hardest position of any of the defensive ones to switch, especially with the battery made. I mean, a pitcher makes a plan with a catcher before the game. You got your signs, you got your game plan, and you know, two batters in, okay, I've got a whole new battery made, got to figure this whole thing out. And you know, I'm sure they'll work well together and they're familiar with each other. But then again, Liam Hicks wasn't even with the team to start this season, only a recent addition. So it's just another barrier to overcome for Tekoa Roby.
He's only been with the team for six games. Vukovic back in from the right side. Runners at first and second. One out of the first inning. No score. The stretch. And the pitch to Vukovic. On the inside edge for a strike. First pitch curveball, and it's 0-1. Vukovic hitting .275 this season with 26 games under his belt, this being the 27th. He has a home run against the Rough Riders this year, though he's hitting just .219 in the eight games against Frisco. 0-1 pitch. Fastball sits on the outside edge, belt high for a strike, 0-2. Fastball has been good from Roby. It'll sit anywhere from 93 to 96 miles an hour. Last couple at 95. From the 21-year-old, one of just two 21-year-olds in the Texas League this year. Him and Joey Estes of Midland. The 0-2. Swinging a foul at the plate. Or did Hicks catch it? No, it did hit the ground. And it's still no balls and two strikes. Estes was born a month after Roby, making him the youngest pitcher in the league. Roby the second youngest. Hendersonville, North Carolina native, currently resides in Pensacola, Florida. Tucks the glove to his chest, looking in for his sign from Liam Hicks. He stretches from the third base side of the rubber, peers toward second, kicks, fires. Fastball whacked foul right side. And it's still 0-2 on Vukovic, the first baseman today. This is an Amarillo team that really hurt the Rough Riders on the offensive side with come-from-behind wins in Amarillo. Frisco had a 6-run lead in Game 1 and ended up losing, and then a 10-run lead in Game 2 and ended up falling in that one as well in Amarillo a couple weeks ago. Here's the stretch and the 0-2. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate. And it's still no balls and two strikes. One of the big culprits of all those offensive comebacks for Amarillo, Tristan English. He has since been promoted. He hit .360 against the Rough Riders with 10 RBIs in six games. And he is no longer with the club, and the Rough Riders very happy to see that. This is still a team that can produce on the offensive side, though they are much less potent on the road as opposed to at the very hitter-friendly Hodgetown. Their OPS, a near 200-point difference, higher at home than it is on the road. The stretch in the 0-2. Sails high and outside. One ball, two strikes on Vukovic. .831 OPS at home. A .673 OPS on the road. 10 more homers at home than they've hit on the road this year. And averaging 3 runs per game more at home than on the road. Stretch in the 1-2. Breaking ball hit foul on the ground left side again. And it's still one ball and two strikes. And Roby continues to see that pitch count rise. He's thrown now 23 in this inning. He's back up on the hill. The right-hander peers in. Ready from the stretch. A long hold. He kicks and deals. Swing and a miss and a ball that goes all the way back to the backstop. Hicks collects and looks at first base, and Vukovic goes all the way to first on a cross-up. Hicks called for a breaking ball. Roby threw a fastball, and first base is occupied, so no need to throw down to first. But a wild pitch moves Enriquez to second base and Lawler to third. That was one of the oddest strikeouts you'll see. It's the first for Tekoa Roby, and Davison De Los Santos steps in from the right side. It was a cross-up. The fastball went all the way back to the backstop, and Vukovic swung at it. So two outs in the inning, runners at second and third. Still no score. Roby trying to get out of this super lengthy top of the first inning. He's ready from the stretch. And the first pitch to De Los Santos is a curveball that bends just inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Already a very interesting first inning between these two teams that have played some, quite frankly, very interesting games this season. I already told you about the comebacks. There have been a lot of close games between these two. The 1-0. Breaking ball, top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. The Rough Riders are 4-5 head-to-head against the Sod Poodles, but they're actually outscoring them by 9 runs, 67-58, because of a couple big wins. The 1-1 misses high, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. As was the case for the Rough Riders early on in the season, they lost close and won big to help elevate their run differential. They are currently on a 7-game losing streak, but early on in the season when they faced Amarillo, that wasn't the case. Here's the stretch from Roby, and the 2-1 pitch to De Los Santos. Right on the outside corner at the upper edge for a strike. Poured in a slider, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders run differential plus 9, though they are 1 game under 500 against the Diamondbacks affiliate. Runners take their leads from second and third. Roby trying to escape in the 2-2. Curveball inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes on the third baseman. De Los Santos, right-handed batter. Also struggling in May, hitting just 103, 4 for 39 for the 19-year-old, number 4 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. The payoff pitch. Outside corner, strike 3, call with a slider, and Tekoa Roby gets out of the first with a pair of strikeouts. No runs for the Sod Poodles on no hits, no errors, and 2 left on base. Bottom of the first inning coming up, our score, Amarillo nothing. The Rough Riders up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
of the home half of the first inning. It's the Rough Riders nothing and the Sod Poodles nothing. Chad Patrick on the hill to face Evan Carter, Luis Angel Acuna, and Thomas Sajesi for the Rough Riders in this bottom half of the first. Rough Riders holding Amarillo off the scoreboard in the top half. And a very odd first inning with a couple injuries, including Scott Capers, the Rough Riders catcher, leaving after taking a foul tip off his hand. First pitch to Evan Carter. He captures the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Evan Carter in the newest re-rankings for MLB.com is now up to the number 11 prospect in baseball. He swings and fouls it on the ground right side, and it's 0-2. He had the fifth highest jump out of any prospect in the rankings, jumping up 16 spots to where he is now at number 11. Patrick back into his wind in the 0-2. Strike three called. Got him on three pitches of the fastball in her half belt high. Carter down on strikes, and there's one away. Luis Angel Acuna to the plate. He's also in the top 100 prospects. In from the right side. Patrick back into the wind of the pitch. Over the heart of the plate for a strike. The breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Acuna at number 58, the pitch. Swing and a foul back in Adel Castillo's glove, and it's 0-2. Nothing but strikes from Chad Patrick so far in a scoreless bottom of the first. The Rangers have five prospects in the top 100. 0-2. Foul back. Still 0-2. With Carter at number 11, Owen White, Rough Riders pitcher at number 51. Acuna at 58, Jack Leiter at number 80, and Brock Porter at number 81. The 0-2. Swing and a miss and a high fastball for strike three. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for Chad Patrick. Two down in the first inning, and Thomas Sajesi comes to the plate. Well, this is a complete 180 from the last time the Rough Riders saw Chad Patrick on the mound. That was in Amarillo. He only lasted two-thirds of an inning in that start, allowing seven runs on five hits. The big blow was a Jax Biggers three-run homer. First pitch to Sajesi. Rip and a miss, and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. So JC hitting 295, a couple of homers, 22 runners batted in. The pitch on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-2. Still nothing but strikes for Patrick. In this inning, he's thrown nine pitches all for strikes. We have a defensive change for the Sod Poodles. The 0-2, fouled straight back, and it's still 0-2. Jordan Lawler, who was hit in the hand in the first inning, has exited this game. And Kevin Vicuña has come in defensively. 0-2, swinging a ground ball up the middle. Vicuña to his left, he picks, sets his feet, fires across, and it's in time to get Sajesi for the final out of the first inning. The Rough Riders go down 1-2-3. 10 pitches, all strikes from Chad Patrick in the bottom of the first inning. Top two coming up. No score between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993. Or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy to crawling to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters to solving math problems and writing stories, from learning to care for themselves to caring for others, sharing their ideas and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the second inning, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles scoreless in game one of this six-game series. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Alongside Josh Wharton, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along. Adrian Del Castillo makes his way to the plate to start things against Dakoa Roby, who had a lengthy first inning in terms of time and in terms of pitch count. Two injuries, one on each side. Roby looks over his glove, winds back, and fires into Del Castillo. Swinging a high pop-up right side. This drifts foul and out of play, and it's 0-1. Scott Capers exited the game. Rough Riders catcher and Liam Hicks has taken over. Capers took a foul ball off of his right hand. Roby back into his windup, and the right-hander issues in the 0-1. Misses low of the zone, and it's 1-1. And then on the other side, Jordan Lawler was hit by a pitch in the right hand as well. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Dakoa Roby. And he exited the game after staying in to run. He did not come out defensively. 1-1 toss. Slithers inside, and it's 2-1 on the catcher, Del Castillo. So Vicuña has taken over for Lawler in his spot in the order. And Hicks in for Capers. Roby the 2-1. Curveball whacked on the ground. Foul right side. It's 2-2. Rough Riders did not play on Sunday. Their game was canceled due to inclement weather, and it's kind of crazy what 2 days can do. It is a gorgeous day for baseball today. 74 degrees, our first pitch temperature. And sun shining from up above. Roby brings in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. Fastball for his third consecutive strikeout and third strikeout of the day. One away in the second inning. Tim Tawa steps in. Rough Riders and Amarillo. 0-0. Tawa hitting .231 this year in 28 games. Four homers, 18 RBIs. Roby back into his wind, he deals. Breaking ball, inner edge for a strike. And it's 0-1. He's been statistically worse, but he's come up in big games against the Rough Riders head-to-head. Only hitting .207 against Frisco, but he has two homers. 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Strike on the inside corner. Curveball from Dakoa Roby, and it's 0-2. And a guy who has historically hit very timely big hits against the Rough Riders. Big time in that series in Amarillo as well. Roby peers over the top of his two-tone glove, red and tan. The 0-2. Swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. Hicks blocks, comes out in front of home plate, and throws down to first to complete the strikeout. It's four strikeouts in a row for Dakoa Roby. That one on the buried curveball. Strikes out Tawa on three pitches. Juan Centeno to the plate. Centeno, the oldest player in the Texas League at 33 years old. Former big leaguer and former Texas Ranger. Open stance. That's an under-exaggeration. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a first pitch breaking ball, and it's 0-1. His stance is so open, his right foot as a left-handed hitter is almost out of the batter's box. Bent low at the knees. His chest almost squarely facing the pitcher, and now he winds it back. And the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball to second. Biggers up on it. He fields and tosses onto first to retire Centeno. It's a 1-2-3 second inning for Dakoa Roby. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. We're into the bottom of the second inning next. No score between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network and Bally Live.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the second inning, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles have yet to find the scoreboard. Kellen Strom to begin things, then Dustin Harris and Nick Tanelu against Chad Patrick. It's a dominant start to the game for Patrick, who just lasted two-thirds of an inning his last time against the Rough Riders. He threw a 1-2-3 first. The pitch. Strom watches low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. And there's the first ball thrown by Chad Patrick. He threw 10 pitches, all strikes in the first inning. The 1-0. Strom fouls it straight back. Count horizons at one ball and one strike. Chad Patrick has had a very unfortunate time at home. A very hitter-friendly ballpark. At home, he has an over 10 ERA. The 1-1. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. On the road, a 5.40 ERA. And he's pitched much better in the last two starts after that 7-run outing against the Rough Riders. In his last two, at Corpus and then home against Midland, he's allowed a combined 4 runs in 8 2/3 innings. The pitch. Strom swings, pokes it back to the hill on one hop. Patrick has it and throws onto first base in time to get the hustling Strom. One away in the second inning, 4-up, 4-down for Patrick against the Rough Riders in a scoreless game. And Dustin Harris climbs to the plate. A lot of strikeouts in those last two starts as well. 13 Ks in the 8 2/3 innings. Patrick struck out 2 in the first. Got the feeling that something's got to give between these two teams. Patrick back into his wind of the pitch. Breaking ball settles on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Since meeting in the last week of April in Amarillo, neither of these two teams have had a whole lot of success. The 0-1, swinging a ground ball, hit hard to second base. Ryan Bliss gobbles it up and fires sidearm across his body over to first base to retire Dustin Harris. Two down for Nick Tanelu. It's actually Kevin Vicuña at second base. Ryan Bliss has moved over to short. So Vicuña at second. First pitch to Nick Tanelu. Going away with a fastball, one ball, no strikes. Since May started, Amarillo just 4-8. The Rough Riders are 2-9. The pitch, upper edge, outside corner, a strike. Another heater, and it's 1-1. Both teams with an over 7 ERA on the mound. But they've both been hitting well. The 1-1, low and away. Two balls and one strike. The Rough Riders in over 750 OPS. Same with Amarillo as a team. 2-1 pitch. Swinging a line drive, foul right side. Two balls, two strikes on Nick Tanelu. Two outs, bases clear, no score. Rough Riders and Sadis. Patrick squares his shoulders to home plate. Looks in for a sign for Del Castillo. Tanelu steps in from the back of the right-handed batter's box. Slightly open stance. 2-2. Low and away. Three balls, two strikes. Patrick making his seventh start of the season. Former fourth-round selection by the Diamondbacks in the 2021 draft out of Purdue Northwest University. The 2-2. Swinging a fly ball, charged to deep right field. Enriquez going back at the warning track. It's gone! Nick Tanelu with a solo home run to right field. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. That'll get these kids fired up on Education Day. Third home run of the season for Nick Tanelu. 10th RBI on a 3-2 pitch. Drove it to right center. 383 feet, 101 miles an hour off the bat. And the first pitch to Jax Biggers is high and away. One ball and no strikes. There's nothing kids love more than a home run on Kids Day. Man got fired up for it. The one ball, no strike pitch. Biggers watches a change on the outside edge for a strike. And it's one ball and one strike on the Rough Riders' second baseman. Nick Tanelu going to the opposite field for his third homer of the year. The 1-2. This is down low and inside. It's two balls and one strike. Got pretty good wood on it. It just carried out to right field off the waterfall of the Lazy River. 2-1. Bigger swings, comes up empty on a pitch on the outside edge. The fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. 1-0 Frisco. First base runner for the Rough Riders. First hit. First run. All with one swing of the bat from Nick Tanelu. Patrick, the 2-2. Down low and inside. Three balls, two strikes on Biggers. We had the three-run home run against Patrick on April 28th when these two teams last faced off against each other. Part of a three-homer streak in Amarillo for Biggers. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside with a breaking ball. Biggers down on strikes. It's three Ks for Patrick. But the big damage from Nick Tanelu. One run on a hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. Solo shot from the 30-year-old. And the Rough Riders lead 1-0 to the top of the third, where Josh Warden will have you on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, there's only been one hit in this game so far. It was a big one. Nick Tanelu leaves the yard last inning to get the scoring started. We head to the third inning. 1-0 Frisco. Tekoa Roby with a small cushion now. The starting pitcher returns, faces the nine-hole hitter, Nick D'Alessandro, the batter. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch is swung on, grounded to short. A roller into the glove of Luis Angel Acuna. He sidearms to first and puts away D'Alessandro easily. A 6-3 ground out. And Tekoa Roby has gone through the lineup one time so far without allowing a run or a hit. He has struck out four along the way. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the third inning on a mild day of sorts. Mid-70s, partly cloudy.
And the kids getting to enjoy a home run last inning as Nick Tanelu powered one off the waterfall in right field. Top of the order now, Ryan Bliss, the batter, who grounded out in his first at-bat to open up this contest, part of a 19-minute top of the first inning. But no score off of Tekoa Roby so far. The first pitch to Ryan Bliss is a fastball on the outer edge, strike one. Bliss was the only guy to not reach in that first portion after he grounded out. The next two guys reached, but Bliss is normally the one getting on base a lot to start out games or at any point. Here's the 0-1 to Bliss, a breaking ball. He taps foul behind home plate. Leads the league with a batting average of .406. He's third in on-base percentage. He leads the league, and it's not close. The next guy is .356, a full 50 points below Ryan Bliss. No balls, two strikes on Ryan. Tekoa Roby, a long pause, now starts his one. The two-strike pitch is upstairs on a fastball, and it's 1-2 on Ryan Bliss. He gets on base a lot, and then he steals a lot of bases, partly because he has so many chances. You get on base a lot, you'll have more opportunities to do so, but he's got speed as well. 11 stolen bases. That's top 10 in the league. Here's the 1-2. Fastball, he waves at and miss. Tekoa Roby won't give him a chance to steal a base. He's made Ryan Bliss 0-2 today with a strikeout on that fastball. And the fifth punch out of the day for T.K. Roby. He's alternated what pitch he has thrown to get the strikeouts. Got his first one on a fastball, then struck a guy out on a slider, then fastball, then curveball. Now fastball again. Mixing pitches, fooling hitters. Two down, nobody on. 1-0 Frisco. First pitch to Kevin Vicuña is inside. Vicuña entered this game defensively in lieu of Jordan Lawler, who got hit by a pitch in the first inning and was unable to continue. Stayed on the base paths, but then got pulled at the end of the half inning. Here's the 1-0 to Vicuña. He flies one to center field, fairly well hit. Evan Carter running back. Now he pauses well in front of the warning track and makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Tekoa Roby. Ground out, strikeout, fly out, and after a long first inning, he's cruised through three frames, not allowing a run yet. It's 1-0 Frisco, bottom of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, after Frisco took a lead last half inning, they'll try to extend it here in the bottom of the third. Chris Cease will come up, eight-hole hitter to begin the home half of the third inning. 1-0 Rough Riders on a morning game here on a Tuesday to begin a six-game series with the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Chris Cease against Chad Patrick to begin the third inning. First pitch from Patrick is belt high, just above the zone, in fact. And 1-0 to Chris Cease. Patrick finally giving up a hit. A solo home run to Nick Tanelu, sixth batter he faced. A 1-0 pitch is swung on and hit foul, caroming off Juan Centeno, the catcher. He's all right. Patrick coming in with an 8.69 ERA. His first five starts, he suffered the loss every time. He was 0-5 entering his most recent start. The 1-1 offering to Chris Cease is taken outside on the cutter. 2-1. He finally did not suffer the loss his last start. He didn't get the win. It was a no decision. But progress. Here's the 2-1, a slider that swung on and missed. And strike two. Two balls, two strikes on Chris Cease. Gave up two earned against Midland in his best start. The team actually went on to win that game. So Amarillo is 1-5 in games that Chad Patrick starts. He's looked decently good today. The 2-2, a cutter that's fouled away. Goes fastball, cutter, slider, change. Chad Patrick's arsenal. His worst start was against Frisco. Seven earned runs, didn't finish the first inning on April 28th against these Rough Riders. Two balls, two strikes to Chris Cease. Here's the pitch. Cutter that's lined up the middle. Three hopper under the glove of the diving Ryan Bliss. The shortstop couldn't snare it. And into center field for a base knock for Chris Cease. Seeing eye single right up the middle. And that's a little bit of an understatement. Seeing eye single makes it sound like he just rolled that one through a gap. He hit that one hard. 103 miles an hour. Although the grass did kill it a little bit up the infield. But Chris Cease found a hole. Brings up Liam Hicks with one on and nobody out. 1-0 lead for the Rough Riders. Here's the first pitch to Liam. It is just off the plate and ball one. Third inning, Chad Patrick finishing out his first trip through the lineup. Never did face Scott Capers, who has some of the best numbers offensively for the Rough Riders. He had to leave this game with an injury. A 1-0 offering to Hicks is high and ball two. So Chris Cease with a single to open up this third inning. 1-0 Rough Riders. Liam Hicks trying to extend the rally. He was supposed to get the day off today. Now with three catchers on the roster. Two balls, no strikes to Hicks. And it's just off the outside. The changeup. Ball three. 3-0 to Liam Hicks. Cooper Johnson also on the roster. Scott Capers was banged up last week. Missed a little time, then came back, and then got injured today, which is tough for him. The 3-0 pitch is down the middle. Hicks taking all the way. Hicks had a good week last week. His first stint with the Rough Riders, double-A debut. The home run, two hits, five walks, three games played. The 3-1 pitch to the left-hand hitting Hicks is taken again down the middle towards the outside edge. Strike two. He only went 1-for-7 against right-hand pitchers. A small sample size, but for what it's worth. He is facing a right-hand pitcher here in Chad Patrick. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Runner at first for the Rough Riders in the home half of the third inning. Time requested before the payoff pitch. And Hicks steps back in, taps the plate a couple times. Chad Patrick set for the payoff. Here it comes. A slider that's fouled back. Third baseman Davison De Los Santos playing way off the line towards the back of the infield. It's a big hole down the third base side. Hicks, a left-hand hitter. First baseman Vukovic holding the runner on at first. The 3-2 is inside, almost clipped him on the foot, and a ball four to Liam Hicks, his sixth walk so far in his double-A career, just his fourth game played. And the first plate appearance he's got today. Good plate appearance for Liam Hicks. It'll bring up Evan Carter. With two runners aboard and nobody out for the Rough Riders in the third inning. Frisco leads it 1-0 on a solo home run by Nick Tanelu. And Evan Carter to the plate, who saw three pitches all for strikes in the first inning. Struck out looking on a fastball. First pitch of this inning now to Evan Carter is taken for a strike. As Chad Patrick continues to attack the zone to Evan Carter. Evan coming in with a 278 average, a couple doubles, four home runs to tie the team lead in that category. The one strike pitch to Evan Carter is taken just below the knees in ball one. There's no single player that has a bunch of home runs for Frisco. Carter is tied with four home runs. Scott Capers as well with four. One ball, one strike, two runners aboard for the Rough Riders. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. A slider that's fouled back into the netting behind Luis Angel Acuna, who is on deck. Four home runs for them. They're also tied with Dio Arias, who also has four, and he only played 11 games to begin this year before getting called up to AAA. He's still tied, technically, for the team lead with four home runs. One and two the count to Evan Carter. Here comes the offering. It's high and away on the fastball. Two balls, two strikes.
And all four of those home runs for Arias in the same series against Arkansas.
Yeah. His first six-game homestand of the year. And understandably, got called back up to the AAA level.
You've shown us enough.
Yeah. Two and two the count from Chad Patrick. Looks back at second. Here's the pitch. Carter chases a pitch down and in, swings over it, and punches out. First out of the inning. And the fourth strikeout of the morning. Just barely. We're about to hit noon here on a Tuesday. And Luis Angel Acuna to the plate, who was the second strikeout victim of the day. Chad Patrick went 1-2-3 in the first inning, striking out two and getting a ground out. But two runners aboard here for the Rough Riders, one out. The first pitch to Acuna, a slider that's hit well to left center field, hangs up in the air. D'Alessandro to the warning track. He'll stop there, make the catch, ceases tagging. The throw will not be close to getting him. And he cruises into third on a loud fly out by Luis Angel Acuna that dies at the front of the warning track in left center.
Acuna takes huge swings, and he caught that one just off the end of the bat. Still hit it 97 miles an hour off the bat, 372 feet in the left center, but didn't quite get enough of it. Looks like the ball's carrying a little bit better today than it normally does. And it's a little bit humid, but not too bad. Just a beautiful day.
Not a lot of wind as we speak. The flags on the top of the batter's eye pretty much stagnant. Runners in the corners for Thomas Sejasi. 1-0 Frisco, third inning. Patrick is set for the third base side of the rubber. The righty deals, and it's on the inside edge for a strike. Liam Hicks reached on a walk. He's still at first base. Chris Cease singled to open up this inning. He's at third base. Infield shifted to the left to Thomas Sejasi. The 0-1. Fastball belt high. Just missed by a bit. A little bit above the zone. And 1-1 count to Thomas Sejasi. Leading the team in the last 10 games with a .341 batting average and 10 RBIs. He'd like another one here to increase the 1-0 lead. 1-1 offering from Patrick is taken in the dirt. Good block by Juan Centeno. Chris Cease, a modest lead from third base. Nick Tanelu gave the Rough Riders the first lead of the game, second inning with his home run. Now in the third frame, Frisco trying to tack on another one with a two-out RBI. Here's the 2-1 pitch. So JC flies it foul, right field side. Into the seats. Now two strikes on Thomas. 22 RBIs for Sejasi, just behind the team lead. Luis Angel Acuna with 23, so he could tie Luis Angel. He gets a little base knock here for a 23rd run batted in. Time is called before the 2-2 pitch. Thomas requested it. Right-hand hitter moves some dirt around in the batter's box, gets things situated, and resets the pitch clock before stepping back in. Outfield playing very deep, especially in left field. Tim Tawa playing just a few steps in front of the track. Here's the 2-2 pitch. He swings and fouls it again up into the stands beyond first base. Two outs, two on. 2-2 count to Thomas Sejasi. Good to see Frisco taking a lead here. They're on a 7-game losing streak, so jumping out in front was a cathartic moment for Frisco, but they'd like to not leave a couple runners aboard here in the third. The pitch is swung on and grounded up the third baseline, foul by a couple of feet. Carlos Cardoza takes a little stab at it in the third base coaching box. Doesn't make contact and then holds up the stop sign to Tim Tawa, the left fielder. Says, no, don't bother, don't run, I'll get it. And then neither of them do, as I think a fan snatched it reaching over the barrier. Neither of them have to make the little trip out to the left field side.
It's an easy way to get a foul ball.
2-2 the count to Thomas Sejasi. Here's the pitch. He swings and grounds it softly toward short. Ryan Bliss fields, underhands to second. And Kevin Vicuña steps on the bag for the fielder's choice to retire the side. A single for Chris Cease and a walk, but the Rough Riders leave the bases, leave runners in the corners, and no runs in the third. 1-0 Frisco to the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
3-3 innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. The visiting Amarillo Sod Poodles with no runs on no hits, no errors. And the host Frisco Rough Riders with one run on two hits and no errors. Tekoa Roby against Robbie Enriquez to begin the fourth inning. Roby, working from the third base side of the rubber, goes into the wind to face the left-hand hitting Enriquez. First pitch is popped up on the infield. Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop, with the sunglasses down, waves his hand and makes a catch just above his belt. Puts away Robbie Enriquez on the first pitch. It's been a good little stretch here for TK Roby after a difficult first inning. He has gone 1-2-3 in the second inning with two strikeouts. 1-2-3 in the third inning with one more punch out. And retires Enriquez to begin the fourth inning. A.J. Vukovic, the batter, 1-0 Frisco, top half of the fourth. TK Roby with a long hold facing Liam Hicks. Already has his sign, just pauses. Now comes home. And a fastball in for a strike. So TK Roby is now retired 9 in a row, including 5 strikeouts, ever since he allowed 3 passes to Jordan Lawler and Robbie Enriquez back-to-back. The 0-1 pitch to A.J. Vukovic, a fastball cut on and missed. Located pretty well in the upper outside trimester of the strike zone, and Vukovic couldn't make contact. He struck out on an 8-pitch at-bat back in the first inning. This one going quicker so far, nothing in two after two pitches. Here's the pitch. It's swung on and missed. How about a 3-pitch strikeout? TK Roby has punched out 6 today and put away 10 in a row. This time on a fastball elevated at the very edge of the upper outside corner. Hard to hit a better spot on the heater than what TK Roby just did. Two down on 4 pitches this inning. Davis and De Los Santos to the batter. Righty-righty matchup on a Sunday morning. Well, afternoon now. As the first pitch is fried backwards into the netting. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network here on Education Day.
Roby's working on 51 pitches now. It's pretty amazing considering he threw 30 in the first.
He's cruised ever since. Here's the 0-1 offering from Roby. It's just below the zone. De Los Santos thought about swinging. He was one of those strikeout victims in the first. They had a couple runners aboard, 2 in scoring position in the first inning. And he struck out on a 3-2 pitch looking. Thomas Ajayi has to jog out to the left field side where there was a souvenir that area last inning, and one of the kids scooped it up and has since vacated it right back where it came from onto the warning track.
It's an unenviable position for Sajacy with 1,000 kids screaming his name, and he has to pick one.
You're going to make one happy and a lot of them disappointed. Not a good ratio. 1-1 one strike from TK Roby. Bases empty and 2 down. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball at the knees. Strike 2. Frisco in front, 1-0. Threatened last inning to extend the lead, but left runners in the corners. And Roby trying to work quickly again here in the fourth. A long hold to Davis and De Los Santos. Now into the wind. He deals a curveball It's in the dirt. It doesn't get De Los Santos to chase. De Los Santos hitting 189. Youngest player in the league entering this year. And Evan Carter, the only one, the next youngest. And they face off again. Carter in center field, shifted to the right, to the right-hand hitting Davis and De Los Santos. The 2-2 pitch from Roby. Fastball hit towards right. It hangs up in the air and allows the time for Kellen Strom to move over. Needs about two steps to step in front. He catches it. And it's another 1-2-3 inning for T.K. Roby. He has now put away 11 in a row and has gone four scoreless innings. It's 1-0 Frisco, middle of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Middle of the order for the Frisco Rough Riders in the fourth inning. Cleanup hitter Kellen Strom strides to the plate. He'll be followed by Dustin Harris and Nick Tanelu, the home run hitter today. Tanelu providing the only run so far. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the fourth. Chad Patrick with the high sox begins the wind, and the first pitch is a slider outside. And ball one to Kellen Strom. Frisco jumping out in front with a second inning home run by Tanelu. No score since. The 1-0 to Strom is just on the outside edge. Strike one from Chad Patrick, who altogether has had a pretty good day for allowing just that one score. A 1-1 pitch to Strom. A check swing. It was on the low outside corner for strike two. Patrick entering with an 8.69 earned run average. Strom requests time before the 1-2 pitch. Patrick out of Purdue. Not the Boilermakers, the pride of Purdue Northwest. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Kellen Strom. It's upstairs, ball two. Purdue Northwest in the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. It's a D2 university. Chad Patrick now at the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. The 1-2 pitch to Strom is a cutter down and into dirt for ball two. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Pardon me, three balls, two strikes. I thought it was the third ball. Kellen Strom with a full count. Here's a pitch. He swings and misses and strikes out to begin the fourth inning. Brings up Dustin Harris with one away. 1-0 Frisco. Chad Patrick getting his fifth strikeout of the day. Harris will be followed by Nick Tanelu and then Jax Biggers if the inning gets to him. When Chad Patrick faced Frisco on April 28th, it was Jax Biggers with the home run. The first pitch to Harris is swung on, line towards right center field. That'll get down for a base hit, cut off by D'Alessandro in the gap. Harris takes a big turn around first and dives back into first base, not realizing the ball clipped off the glove of Acuna, the second baseman, and had no chance to backpack Harris at first. He's got a single and a nice whack into right center field for the left fielder today. Harris with a single and brings up Nick Tanelu. Jax Biggers had a three-run home run against Chad Patrick on April 28th and chased him out of the game with just two outs that he recorded that day. Here's Nick Tanelu, the batter. First pitch is inside. And ball one. Tanelu had the home run today. Jax Biggers is on deck. We had the home run off Patrick a couple weeks ago. Gave up 7 earned runs, Patrick did, in that game against Frisco in less than an inning. The 1-0 swung on and missed. 1-1 to Nick Tanelu. Got his 3rd home run of the year at that long ball earlier today. A solo home run on a 3-2 pitch. 1-1, 1 out and 1 on for the Rough Riders. Patrick will throw over to first softly, and Harris easily gets back. Harris has stolen 13 bases this year. Only gotten caught a single time. Not taking a huge lead. A 1-1 pitch to Nick Tanelu. It's check swing off the middle part of the bat, foul behind home plate. Barely got the barrel off his shoulder. Makes contact for a foul ball. 1-2 the count to the Huntsville, Alabama native who moved to Washington State, not D.C., before his high school career, and then went to Washington State University. 1-2 the count to Nick Tanelu. Here comes Patrick. Fastball swung on, fouled away. He protects with 2 strikes and stays alive.
That went into the open suite door down the right field
really?
Line.
Like upstairs, it's just rattling around somewhere. Wow.
Good aim.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Nick Tanelu with 1 out. He takes a breaking ball low, not by much. 2 balls, 2 strikes to the first baseman. 1-0 Rough Riders, 4th inning. The sun poking out. It's partly cloudy, mostly been in the sun all day through the first 3.5 innings, but it's even more so right now. The 2-2 pitch to Nick Tanelu. Patrick deals a cutter that's fouled away again. Similar spot, this time over the sweets. Keeps the count at 2-2. Frisco looking to stop this 7-game slide. And obviously a lot of ball game left to play, but runner aboard here for the Rough Riders and 1 out. The pitch is swung on and popped foul back towards us behind home plate. He's spraying balls all over the yard, and there's plenty of kids in the ballpark, so a lot of souvenirs to go around. Off the bat of Nick Tanelu. The home run he hit stayed in the yard, hit the waterfall and bounced back into right field. So he's making it up for it with a lot of foul balls here. The 2-2 pitch from Patrick, a slider down in the dirt, blocked by Centeno. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
When you were a kid, did you see like a bunch of ants and put a bit of food in them and see them all pile onto the food?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what it looks like when somebody throws a ball onto the berm. It's just a bunch of kids hoarding towards that baseball.
Here's the 2-2 pitch to Nick Tanelu. Runner goes. He pops it up in the infield. Harris chops his feet and returns back to first. He'll be caught by Adrian Del Castillo, the catcher. And he puts it away for a foul out. Good eye from Dustin Harris to see the pop fly and make sure he didn't get doubled off first as he was stealing on the play. That's the 2nd out of the inning, and Jax Biggers the batter.
Another thing you always have to be careful with these education days is you have a lot of kids who aren't paying attention very closely, and line drives will go screaming into the seats, and you always just hope it misses somebody.
Jax Biggers at the plate with a runner at first. Harris bouncing around there. Now he'll dive back with a throw his way. 2nd pickoff move from Chad Patrick, but first of this at-bat. So that resets the count after Nick Tanelu fouled out. 2 down, runner at first, 1-0 Frisco. Here's the pitch. Biggers lines it towards left field. Tim Tawa running in. He makes a dive. He grabbed it just before. No, they say he trapped it on the grass. Looked like he might have snagged it just above the turf, but it hit just before his glove, and it's a base hit for Jax Biggers. Thought Tim Tawa made a little early of a leap there. The ball was still traveling to him, and he started to go into his dive, I think a beat early, and maybe slow down his momentum a bit, and was unable to complete the catch before it skipped on the grass, and it extends the inning. Chris Cease to the plate. With 2 outs, Dustin Harris up to 2nd. The first pitch to Chris Cease. Fastball loop foul the right field side. It's 1-0 Frisco in the bottom half of the 4th inning. Jax Biggers now 1-for-2 on the day, extends his hit streak to 6 games. He takes his lead from first base, not being held on. Harris at second base. The 0-1 taken by Chris Cease just off the outside, almost at the low part of the zone. Ball two, however, or pardon me, 1-1 the count to Chris Cease. He singled up the middle in the third inning, but ended up getting stranded at third base. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. He swings at the changeup, elevated. I think it was the fastball, pardon me. And strike two on Chris. He's DHing today. If he gets aboard, it would be Liam Hicks coming up next. 2 outs in the fourth inning. Infield squeeze on the right side. Ryan Bliss, the shortstop, near the bag. And the first baseman playing off the line. Here's the two-strike pitch from Chad Patrick. It's up and in. Ball two and the fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Chris Cease. Outfield playing fairly deep to Chris. Center fielder Nick D'Alessandro a couple steps further than normal distance. Here's the 2-2 pitch. He swings and misses the fastball for strike three. Frisco gets a couple runners aboard, but Chad Patrick strikes out 2 in the inning and keeps the deficit for the Sod Poodles to 1. It's 1-0 Frisco through 4 complete innings. Zach Bigley returns to the play-by-play on the other side of this break on the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the fifth inning at Riders Field. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles doing battle for the first time in this six-game series. Rough Riders leading 1-0. Tacoma Roby back to the hill, and Adrian Del Castillo leads it off, followed by Tim Tawa and Juan Centeno. 6-7-8. In the Sod Poodles order against Roby, who's spun a no-hitter so far through 4 innings. He's retired 10 in a row, and he deals home the first pitch to the catcher. A swing and a high pop-up right side of the infield. Tanalu at first base gives way to Biggers from second, and he makes the catch just a couple feet away from the first base line. One away. Back-to-back innings on the first pitch. Roby has induced a pop-out to the infield, and Tim Tawa steps in. A 29-pitch first inning for Roby, and since then, he has been dominant. That was his 56th offering. On the first pitch to Del Castillo, he has 6 strikeouts for 4 1/3 innings. Right-handed batter Tim Tawa in, and Roby shoulders square to the third base dugout, winds back, deals home. Fastball just misses away, and it's 1-0-0. Tawa, a strikeout victim in the second inning. Rough Riders' lone run today, a solo home run from Nick Tanalu. Back in the second inning, Rough Riders a run on 4 hits, no runs on no hits for the Sod Poodles. Roby peers over his glove, the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball low, misses away a bit, and it's 2-0-0. The interesting thing for Roby coming into this start was really the mark on Roby this year was he'd given up too many hits. The 2-0. Swinging a ground ball to short. Acuna to his right. Backhand sets his feet. Crow hops. Fires. Got him. Two outs. A three pitch out and a one pitch out to begin this fifth inning. And Juan Centeno, the designated hitter in the eighth spot, makes his way to the plate. 12 in a row retired by Roby. Opponents were hitting 331 against him. He'd allowed 39 hits in 29 innings coming into this start. But for whatever reason, he has pitched really well against the Sod Poodles, especially including this one, his last two times out against them. He winds back and deals to Centeno. Breaking ball catches the outside corner for a strike. Good first pitch curveball, and it's 0-1. Roby in his last start against Amarillo in Amarillo allowed just one run on four hits over five innings. He struck out eight. The pitch high off the outside corner, missed with a curveball, and it's one ball and one strike. In his first start of his Double-A career, he faced these Sod Poodles back on April 8th. Allowed three runs over three and two-thirds innings. 1-1 toss. Swing and a miss. Down in front on a good changeup low. And it's one ball and two strikes. And he's been dominant ever since. He's been good at going deep in ball games. He's already thrown two starts this year in which he went six innings. He's tied with Owen White for the most on the team. Bases clear. 1-0 Rough Riders. Top of the fifth inning, two outs. Roby has his sign from Hicks, his catcher. And the 1-2 toss. Fastball ripped high in the air out to right field. Kellen Strom back on it over towards the right field line. He reaches back, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. 13 in a row retired by Takoa Roby. He has a no-hitter through five, and the Rough Riders lead 1-0 with the home half of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the fifth inning, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. It's Frisco leading 1-0. Liam Hicks in the ninth spot to lead it off for the Rough Riders, then Evan Carter and Luis Angel Acuna to follow. Chad Patrick on the hill. And the right-hander looks in, shoulders square towards the plate. He's back into his wind in the first pitch. Down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. Thanks for joining us in this afternoon baseball game. Started out as a morning baseball game, Education Day, the 1-0. Hicks watches on the inside edge for a strike with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-1 on the Riders' catcher. I'd like to extend a shout-out, very happy birthday, the 1-1. Down low and inside, it's 2-1 to Eric Nadell, the Hall of Fame voice of the Texas Rangers. Get well soon. Special shout-out to Noah Clunan as well, listening in Ohio. The 2-1. There's a fly ball to left field, right at Tim Tawa. He comes tracing in a couple steps and makes the chest-high catch. One away in the fifth inning, and Evan Carter steps into the top of the Rough Riders' order. Carter 0-for-2 with a couple strikeouts today. 1-0, Rough Riders lead it. Bottom half of the fifth. Here's the wind back of the pitch. Swinging a high pop-up, left side, foul territory. The catcher, Del Castillo, to the warning track. Frisbees the mask away and makes the catch. Two up, two down quickly for the Riders in their half of the fifth. And Luis Angel Acuña steps to the plate. Acuña spent his off day last night watching his brother. That was in Arlington when Ronald Acuña and the Braves came to town last night to take on the Rangers. Here's the wind back in the first pitch to Acuña. He swings, puts it on the ground right side. The second baseman, Acuña, fields, throws to first, and it's not in time. And Acuña beats out the ground ball to Vicuña, and he's got himself an infield single. Acuña continues to hit. He's second in the league in hits on the season. He extends his hitting streak to 8 games with the infield single. Beating it out with the speed, here's Thomas Sagesi. In from the right side, here's the stretch from Patrick. And the pitch home. On the outside edge for a strike, 0-1. 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the fifth. Acuña, that being Ronald Acuña, hit a home run last night off of Cody Bradford, former Rough Rider, in his Major League debut in last night's game for the Rangers. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. High and tight, 1-1. Bradford did not have the debut he was hoping for, allowing 6 runs over his 5 innings, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, but he faced the best left-handed hitting lineup in all of baseball in the Atlanta Braves for his Major League debut. That's not an easy task. The 1-1. On the outside edge for a strike, it's 1-2 on Sagesi. The Rangers were actually the last team in all of Major League Baseball to have a player debut with them this year. Their last debut prior to that was Yuri Rodriguez in the second to last day of the season last year. The pitch is fouled away right side, and it's 1-2. So congratulations to the Aledo, Texas native Cody Bradford, who spent the last couple months of 2021 with the Rough Riders, making 7 starts with Frisco, and then all of 2022 with Frisco as well. He was off to a great start in AAA this year, and now forever he can say he's a big leaguer. Really awesome to see from a 6th-round pick.
Yeah. The very first batter you faced to be Ronald Acuña to walk him. And they got the double play, but then Acuña homered off him the next inning.
Yeah.
But I don't blame him.
Well, welcome to the big leagues, kid.
Yeah.
Here's the stretch. And the right-hander, the 1-2, runner goes. It's fouled back. Still 1-2, and Acuña will head back to first base. And Ronald Acuña, you can make the argument he's been the best player in the big leagues this year. And it was fun for Luis Angel to go see his brother. And in addition to that, Chase Lee, former Rough Riders reliever, who's roommates with Cody Bradford, both here and also in AAA Round Rock, he was in attendance last night. 1-2, misses away. 2-2. I have to imagine the way he's been throwing it will not be Cody Bradford's final start in the big leagues. He gave those guys a little bit of rest as everyone in the rotation was just pushed back for the Rangers. 2-2 to Sagesi. Swinging a fly ball into shallow right field. Enriquez started back, now comes in, and he puts it away with Bonpas skyward for the final out of the fifth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base for the Rough Riders in the fifth. We mosey our way to the top of the 6th inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 1, the Sod Poodles nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tacoma Roby back to the hill in the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders leading 1-0. Tacoma Roby has retired 13 in a row, and he has not allowed a hit through his five innings so far on 63 pitches. Nick D'Alessandro steps in from the right side, and the right-hander winds back and fires in. Fastball over the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders with one run on five hits and no errors. Tacoma Roby has held the Sod Poodles scoreless and hitless so far through five with six strikeouts. The 21-year-old right-hander peers over his glove, winds back in the 0-1. Breaking ball settles low, and it's one ball and one strike. Roby induced a ground out to short from D'Alessandro in the third inning. The last player to reach was back in the first. Looks over the top of his glove, peels back in the 1-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. And if you're just joining us, that was part of a very weird first inning. It was a 19-minute top half of the first in which Rough Riders catcher Scott Capers left the ballgame after taking a foul tip off of his right hand on just the sixth pitch of the game. 1-2 toss. Fastball just high. Two balls, two strikes. And then five pitches later, Jordan Lawler, the batter, was hit in the hand on the right side. Both exited the game. Roby peels back in the 2-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed for strike three. It's strikeout number seven for Tacoma Roby. One out, and Roby is on another level right now. One away from tying his season high, which was also against Amarillo. That was in Amarillo on the 27th of April. His career high in strikeouts is 12. He did that on September 8th last year with Hickory. Ryan Bliss at the top of the card. Wind back at the first pitch. Breaking ball grounded left side. Fielded by Sajacy. The third baseman's got it. Throw on to first is in time. And there are two away in the sixth. That brings Jordan Lawler's spot in the order up to the plate, and it's Kevin Vicuña who takes his second trip to the dish. Vicuña, the 25-year-old, signed as a free agent this year, formerly with the Phillies organization in AA Redding. One back in the pitch. Low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. 63 pitches for Roby coming into this inning. He's about to deliver his 71st. Right-hander rocks, the 0-1. In there for a strike, that was the 1-0. It's now 1-1. Entering into this game, Roby had faced the fourth most batters in the Texas League at 128 this year. And he's doing a great job to face just over the minimum in this one, the 1-1. Lashed foul right side. It's 1-2. Two outs, bases clear. Rough Riders lead 1-0. Tacoma Roby still has yet to surrender a hit. He squares his shoulders towards his own dugout on the third base side. Peers in for his sign. Hicks gives it to him. The wind back and the 1-2. High, 2-2. They shade the right-handed hitting Vicuña to the opposite way. Evan Carter in center, into right center. Roby winds. He deals the 2-2. Swing and a foul. Back in a Hicks's glove for strike three. 8 strikeouts for Tekoa Roby to tie his season high. 6 no-hit innings for the 21-year-old right-hander. What a performance. 1-0 Rough Riders. Bottom of the 6th inning next on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the 6th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the 6th inning, Rough Riders leading 1-0 over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Kellen Strom to lead things off. Tekoa Roby has been brilliant through 6, 8 strikeouts. He has not allowed a hit. Kellen Strom trying to help out on the offensive side against a new man on the hill in the first pitch. Fastball dots the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. The new pitcher was just added before today's ballgame. It's Endris Briseño, who takes over on the hill. And the right-hander delivers. Low off the outside corner. 1-1. So the day is done for Chad Patrick, the starter for Amarillo, who is very strong in his start, allowing just 1 run over his 5 innings. And the pitch. Inside on Strom. 2-1. Final line, 5 hits. To allow that 1 run over 5 innings, 6 strikeouts and 1 walk. Briseño offers. Swinging a line drive up the middle. A seeking line drive into center field for a base hit for Kellen Strom on a frozen rope. Base hit for the Rough Riders right fielder. Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. 1-0 Frisco. It's their 6th hit of the day. Harris singled his last time up into right center field. Hits with nobody out in the 6th inning. Riders leading by 1. Briseño, the 31-year-old from the stretch. He delivers home. Down low and inside. Misses with a fastball, and it's 1-0. 6'5", 175-pounder out of Maracay in Venezuela. Been in the minors since 2009. The pitch off the outside corner. And it's 2-0. We'll see if he actually faces Evan Carter or not, but if he does, Carter will have been 7 years old when Briseño made his debut in the minors. The throw goes over to first base, and Strom is back in. In fact, his own teammate, Davison De Los Santos, was a mere 6 years old when Briseño made his debut. The pitch, runner takes off, it's fouled away left side. And it's 2-1. This is his 11th season in the big leagues. Began the season with AAA Reno. 10 appearances. He pitched well, a 3.46 ERA. Walked a fair amount of batters, though. 10 in his 13 innings, but also struck out 12. And opponents just hit 159 against him. 2-1. Fouled straight back. 2-2. Just added today. 1-0 Rough Riders, home half of the sixth inning. The pitch. Down low and inside. Three balls and two strikes. They appeal to the middle of the diamond, and Mickey Smith said he was able to hold up. Our third base umpire currently positioned behind the mound, actually towards the first base side of second base. Kellen Strom with a leadoff single. He's 3-for-3 in steals this year. He grabs his lead. Right-hander ready from the stretch. Long, long hold. The payoff. Strom takes off, swinging a high pop-up foul back behind home. Harris protects, and it's still three balls, two strikes. During this seven-game losing streak for the Rough Riders, it's been the pitching that has really struggled. The offense has done a great job. Rough Riders leading 1-0 in this game. It's been kind of a role reversal, but Frisco's still out in front. The payoff. Strom leads again, and the pitch is lined into right field, in for a base hit. Strom easily motors to third, and the Rough Riders have runners on the corners with nobody out in the sixth. Back-to-back singles for Frisco, putting the game in motion. Gets runners on the edges for Nick Tanelu, who homered back in the second inning to provide the Rough Riders with their lone run. Great start against Persenia. Frisco, in his seven-game losing streak, has had an ERA as a team of 9.43. And now Tekoa Roby has put the team on his back, striking out 8 in 6 no-hit innings as a starter. Stretch in the first pitch to Tanny. Breaking ball settles high and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Tanelu hitting his third home run of the season in the second to right center field. He popped down to the catcher, El Castillo, in the fourth. Briseño deals. On the lower edge of the outside corner with a breaking ball for a strike. Count horizon down at 1-1. Briseño came up through the Tigers organization. He stretches, fires. Swinging a line drive into right field. That's in for a base hit. Strom scoots home to score, and the Rough Riders lead 2-0. Nick Tanelu has driven in both runs for Frisco today. Three consecutive singles start the sixth, and Frisco finds themselves out in front 2-0. Jack Spiggers to the dish. Kids love it. They love when the Rough Riders score. Getting fired up. Biggers singled into left field his last time up. Quick mound visit for the entire infield, and then pitching coach Tom Gorzolani joins as well from the dugout for Amarillo. Hassan Poodle is entering today 4 games back of the Rockhounds at the top of the division. Midland just took 4 of 6 from Midland, or from the Hassan Poodles, I should say, in Amarillo. Rough Riders are 5.5 games back, 13-19 on the year. Jax stands in from the left side after the mound visit. Tanelu at first base, Harris at second, one run in, nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right-hander Rennies, first pitch. A bunt down the third baseline and a beauty. De Los Santos watching it roll foul, and it just goes foul on the chalk line. 0-1. Biggers has laid down some really good bunts so far this season. That one just rolled foul, and really headsy play by De Los Santos as well. He was about to pick it up and then saw its trajectory. Realized he probably didn't have much of a chance of throwing out Biggers anyway. He just kept on following it, waited till it went foul, and then picked it up. Briseño back on the hill again. Corners pinch in. Nobody out. Runners at first and second. 2-0 Rough Riders. The pitch. Biggers keeps the bat on his shoulder and watches a breaking ball for a strike at the top of the zone. It's 0-2. Pull side shift on the infield, the pin. Next ball high and away. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders with eight hits now on the offensive side. Briseño steps off the rubber. Reapplies his right foot. Peering in for the sign. He's got it. Glove at the belt. 1-2. Swing and a foul back into Del Castillo's glove for strike three. And Briseño picks up the strikeout. One out. His first at the AA level this season. And his first at the AA level in his entire career. With the Detroit Tigers organization, he made it as high as A-Advanced Lakewood. In 2014, 2015, 16, 17, and 18. Never made it to AA. And then came back in 2023 after taking 5 years off. He stretches. Here's back towards second. Fires in. Low and away. Missed with the breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. One out, runners at first and second. One run in for the Rough Riders, leading 2-0. The pitch. Cease fouls it away off the hands for the right side, and it's one ball and one strike. And a fan made a barehanded catch in the stands. What a great play. He's holding it up for everyone to see.
Were there some boos in there also?
No.
I feel like there were. It sounded like celebratory.
Well, now it sounds like there's some boos. The pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 1-2. Maybe his kid, or the kid's name is like Moose or something, and they're
okay.
Saying Moose.
I like that explanation.
Yeah, that's definitely what it is.
Okay. And everyone knows what his nickname is in the whole section.
Runners at first and second, stretch. And the 1-2. Swinging a line drive, foul right side. And still one ball and two strikes. This is the game where you bring your glove. I know some people are anti-bringing your glove to the game, but this is definitely the game where you bring your glove to the ballpark. Make sure you protect the people around you. 1-2. Low and away. Two balls, two strikes to Cease. And this is a free pass to bringing your baseball glove to the ballpark.
Yeah, it's for other people.
Yeah.
Doing it for others.
Here's the stretch. And the 2-2. Well, off the outside corner in the dirt, Del Castillo blocks, and it's three balls, two strikes. Someone doesn't like it, they can protect themselves, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a good look. Full count to Cease. White batting gloves against a black bat. Sunglasses on in this early afternoon game. Payoff pitch. High and inside. Ball four, and the bags are loaded. Frisco loads the bases with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. One run in already. And Liam Hicks to the plate, who hit a home run in his first career AA game last week. That was on Wednesday. Two-run home run in the fifth inning. Time called. Here comes Sean Roof, the manager for Amarillo, and that's going to be it for Indris Briseño in his AA debut. He makes a move down to the bullpen, and Jackson Goddard will come out for the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate. 2-0 our score. Frisco leads, looking to blow this baby open. Bases loaded, one out. Liam Hicks at the plate, and we return in the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. with a meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos, Cresos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Great opportunity for the Rough Riders to add on. Already one run in this bottom of the sixth inning. They lead 2-0. Bases loaded. And one out for Liam Hicks. He faces the new right-hander Jackson Goddard in the game. A 9.28 ERA for the right-hander. Bases loaded full of Rough Riders. Here's the stretch. And the first pitch. Hicks takes on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. The theme this year for the Rough Riders has been grand slams. Five of them this year, most in all of minor league baseball. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1 pitch. Hicks swings, fouls it away back behind home, reaching out for it. And it's 0-2. Hicks has had a wonderful start to his Rough Riders career, getting on base a ton. Here's the stretch from Goddard. And he flicks in the 0-2. Swinging a foul back into Del Castillo's glove for strike three. And on three pitches, Goddard sits down Liam Hicks. His first strikeout puts it back up to the top of the order for Evan Carter. 2-0 Frisco in the sixth inning. Hicks with five walks through his first four Rough Riders games. Here's the stretch. And the first pitch to Carter. Breaking ball, settles high and away, one ball, no strikes. That's his first strikeout. Carter 0 for 3 today with a couple strikeouts. Goddard from the stretch, the 1-0. Swinging a foul back and out of play, one ball and one strike. Goddard this season has allowed two homers. He peers in for his sign. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-1. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. One ball, two strikes on Carter. Three appearances against the Rough Riders. He's allowed four runs in three innings total against Frisco. No home runs. He stretches in the 1-2. Strike three call. Got him on the outside corner with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. And Carter is down looking for the final out of the sixth inning. So Goddard comes in and strikes out two. One run across for the Rough Riders, though, on three hits, no errors, and three left on base. Top seven coming up. Josh Wharton on the play-by-play next, and Tekoa Roby back on the hill. You'll want to stick around for this one. It's 2-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, TK Roby about to throw his 75th pitch of the day, and the first 74 have been excellent. No hits allowed. 2-0 lead into the seventh inning for the Rough Riders, and their youngest pitcher back to the line. The first pitch to Robbie Enriquez is a breaking ball just off the plate, and ball one. No hits through six innings. No runs, no errors for Amarillo. Frisco with two runs on eight hits and no errors through six complete frames. TK Roby ready to wind again for the 1-0 pitch to Enriquez. A fastball that splits the plate, but low. And 2-0 the count to Enriquez. He is the last player to reach for Amarillo. Enriquez walked in the first inning, and nobody has reached base since. Two balls, no strikes to the left-hand hitting Enriquez. Roby comes home with a fastball for a strike. Enriquez showed the barrel for a moment, bunting, or at least trying to cause TK Roby to mess with his rhythm a little bit, just something to get TK Roby to start pounding the strike zone and getting hitters out. Two balls and a strike from Tekoa Roby. Back to the line. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball tapped back to the mound. Roby fields it on the second bounce. Underhand softly to first and puts away his 17th straight batter. How about that for Tekoa Roby? His next strikeout will be a season high. He's got eight so far. A.J. Vukovic, the batter.
And with that, he becomes the first Rough Riders pitcher this season to record an out in the seventh.
Pretty good. Owen White gotten into the seventh against Amarillo. Didn't get an out. Now TK Roby has gone 6 1/3 officially. Here's the first pitch to Vukovic. Breaking ball right in the middle of the zone, bottom part, and gets a strike on Vukovic.
I want to amend that. First starting pitcher for the Rough Riders to get an out in the seventh inning.
Seventh inning been real tough for the bullpen. No. He gets one out in the seventh inning. Here's the 0-1 to Vukovic. He flies one to left. Dustin Harris running back towards the gap near the warning track. And that ball is off the base of the wall. Evan Carter falling. And it's going to be at least two bases for Vukovic. He turns around, heads to third. And he breaks up a streak of 17 batters in a row retired with a one-out triple in the seventh inning. The first hit of the day allowed by Tekoa Roby.
Oh, what a performance.
It took until the second batter face in the seventh inning. And TK Roby is likely going to finish there. He's up in the pitch count. His season high was 84. And here today, he has thrown 80 exactly. And John Goble walks out to talk with TK Roby and give him a little chat. Mark Church is out there warming up in the bullpen.
And he, as soon as that ball was hit, he just started getting up and throwing.
Okay.
So he'll stay in a little longer.
TK Roby retiring 17 in a row. And went strikeout, 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 strikeout. Ground out, strikeout, fly out. Ground out, pop out, strikeout, lineup. Pop out, ground out, fly out, ground out, strikeout, strikeout, ground out.
Bars over there, Josh Warden.
That's
putting
TK
out an
Roby.
Album. Yeah.
Give me a beat. Give me a beat, Zach. TK Roby is he's the ghostwriter. He'll go back to work and try to keep the shutout going. One out in the seventh and a runner at first. Davison De Los Santos, the batter. Roby ready to go for his 81st pitch. A curveball in the inner half for his strike.
Is that Ghost Rider, R-I-D-E-R?
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, you also get to be a Ghost Rider.
I won't rhyme with a W, though. So.
Okay, we can do that. After the triple by A.J. Vukovic, he's at third, tying run at the plate. Here's the 0-1 to De Los Santos. He swings and crushes one to left field. Harris running back to the warning track, to the wall, and gone. A two-run home run to tie the game for Davison De Los Santos. And after a no-hitter through six and a third innings, this ball game is now tied at 2-2. Fourth home run of the year for De Los Santos.
Two of them have come against the Rough Riders. And you just feel for Tekoa Roby. He had been untouchable through six and a third innings and then two batters, and all of a sudden it's a brand new ball game. And he's going to come out, Carlos Cardoza coming out, and that's just a shame he's not going to be able to pick up the victory.
He'll get a no decision today as he goes six and a third innings and the final two batters with a triple and a home run to left center field for T.K. Roby.
And it's kind of a shame that it's a bunch of kids here in the audience. He deserves a much bigger ovation than he's getting right now. Incredible performance.
Yep. T.K. Roby, the best start probably of his pro career. He does give up two runs, but just on an absolute tear from the end of the first inning into the seventh. It's a 2-2 ball game with one out. Mark Church enters with the bases empty to face Adrian Del Castillo when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, it cradles the Frisco Wrestling Mask giveaway and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Quesos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Mark Church enters this ball game with a tie score now, 2-2, with one out in the seventh inning. After an excellent day for Tekoa Roby, he finally exits, and the bullpen will take over from here. Right-hander Mark Church out of Atlanta comes home for the first pitch to Adrian Del Castillo, and it's low and outside for ball one. 2-2 tie. T.K. Roby went six and a third, shutout, hitless innings. 1-0 pitch to De Los Santos, or pardon me, Del Castillo is fouled away. Six and a third, hitless innings for T.K. Roby. He still did not even reach his season high in pitches. He threw 82 before giving up a triple and a home run back-to-back. A 1-1 pitch. De Los Santos swings and misses the slider. And it's one ball, two strikes for Mark Church. Church is making his 11th appearance of the year. Gone 14 and a third innings. ERA of 4.4. He winds with a 1-2 pitch. A fastball top of the zone. Just above the zone. Check swing. And he did not go around. Del Castillo stays alive. Mark Church with two balls, two strikes to Adrian Del Castillo. The pitch is swung on, tap foul at the first baseline. Mark Church coming off his roughest performance of the year. Four earned runs against Wichita 4 days ago. Just one and a third innings and allowed two home runs, the first two he has allowed all season. He had not previously allowed more than one run in any appearance this year. The two-strike pitch upcoming from Mark Church with one out. It swung on and missed in the dirt. Liam Hicks jumps out in front of the plate to collect the loose ball, throws it to first in time. And Mark Church strikes out Adrian Del Castillo. Picks up where T.K. Roby I won't say left off, because technically he left off with a home run, but everything he had been doing up to that point, just excellent. The curveball was sharp. The fastball had life to it, mixed in some sliders. And everything was working for Tekoa Roby today. Season high, tying 8 strikeouts. Here's Tim Tawa, the first pitch at the belt for a strike. 2 outs now in the 7th inning, a tie score, 2-2. Good thing Frisco had tacked on a run last half inning, or else T.K. Roby would have exited with a deficit, been on the hook for the loss. Here's the 0-1 to Tawa. It's outside and low. As it stands, T.K. Roby will get a no decision regardless of what happens the rest of this ballgame. Top half of the 7th inning. 1-1 the count for Mark Church. A high kick and a slider low and away. On appeal, he did go. Tim Tawa, just a little bit of an attempt, and did break the wrist for strike 2. A lot of pitchers in the news for the Rangers, like Zach was talking about earlier. Cody Bradford making his Major League debut yesterday in Arlington. And T.K. Roby looks to do that at some point in his career down the road, showing fans why he might make it there one day. The 1-2, swung on and missed. Mark Church strikes out the two guys he faces in the 7th inning. And he closes the book here in the 7th. Gives T.K. Roby a little sigh of relief, who was able to see the 7th inning close with a tie score. 6 1/3 hitless innings for T.K. Roby till he finally allows 2 runs. But Mark Church closes it out in the 7th. We head to the bottom half of the 7th inning. Time to stretch from Frisco. 2-2 tie on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The ballpark is always a place for invigorating sights and sounds, and that's even more true on May 19th for Zoo Night with the Dallas Zoo. Come out for a Rough Riders game and meet animal ambassadors from the Dallas Zoo and a variety of animals, one of which will throw out the first pitch. Check out the Roadhouse Pavilion during the game to meet with the animal ambassadors and their companions from the Dallas Zoo. Animal lovers, get your tickets for May 19th now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Went to the bottom of the 7th inning with Luis Angel Acuna to the plate to begin the home half of the 7th. A tie score, 2-2 is the tally. Jackson Goddard back to the mound for Amarillo. And his first pitch to Acuna swung on and fouled right back. The Rough Riders with 1 run in the 2nd inning on a solo home run by Nick Tanelu. Scrapped for a run in the 6th inning on a Tanelu RBI single. And then now the score is tied. 0-1 to Acuna, looping slider up and in. And ball 1 to Luis Angel Acuna. Amarillo scoring on a triple and a home run back-to-back, the only hits allowed by T.K. Roby today. 1-1 offering to Acuna. That slider this time hits the outside corner. And it's 1-2. Acuna's 1-for-3 today. Trying to get the bottom of the 7th inning started with a base runner. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's outside for ball 2. The right-hander Jackson Goddard on the mound. Of all Rough Riders hitters in terms of who hits right-hand pitchers the best, it's the right-hand hitting Acuna who has the best batting average. The 2-2 pitch is swung on, fouled back. He hits .316 against right-hand pitchers. And he's a right-hand batter, so theoretically not with the advantage. In fact, he and then of the top 3 guys, it's a couple right-hand hitters for Frisco. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Acuna swings at the slider and lifts it high to right field. Robbie Enriquez drifting back to the warning track. And he bumps up against the wall, making the catch. They kept on carrying that way. And he kind of shuffled his feet in front of the track and then had to take a couple more steps. made the grab and then immediately put two palms up on the wall and braced himself after putting away Luis Angel Acuña.
Very similar to his second home run he hit in Midland, where there's that short porch and right, and if that ball is hit in Amarillo as well, it's a home run, but a little bit deeper here at Riders Field.
Still a 2-2 tie. Thomas DeJacy, the batter. First pitch is high, ball one. The fastball from Jackson Goddard. DeJacy, who has gone 0-for-3 today. 1-0 is high and in. Two balls and no strikes to Thomas DeJacy. We're up in Carlsbad, California, on the coast of the Golden State. 2-0 to DeJacy. He swings in a high drive to center field. D'Alessandro going back. He's still running to the warning track, turns around, and he makes the catch in front of the wall. Two fly balls that just kept on going and going and going. And D'Alessandro had just enough room in straightaway center, running up against the 409 white print in dead center to make the catch.
That one 104 miles an hour off the bat, 400 feet to center. It's a 409 mark to center field here at Riders Field. Just missed it.
Kellen Strom, the batter, first pitch down the plate, and strike one. Jackson Goddard working quickly so far. He came in last inning and struck the only guy he saw. Struck two guys out. Here's the 0-1 to Strom. He swings late and fouls it towards the first base side. Skips off the green padding and to the first baseman Vukovic, who tosses it aside. Two outs, nobody on, and an 0-2 count on Kellen Strom. Tie score 2-2. Here's the pitch. He check swing. Maybe it went around. No, just held back. Del Castillo, the catcher, started to jog off the field with what he thought was the final strike of the inning, but goes back into his crouch. And now there's a ball or something down the right field line that the first base umpire, Kellen Martin, will jog out to retrieve. Frisco trying to snap a 7-game losing streak, and Tekoa Roby put the Rough Riders in position to do so with a no-hitter going into the 7th inning and finally allowed 2 runs after getting 1 out in the 7th. Now a tie score 2-2. A 2-strike pitch to Kellen Strom is taken on the outer half for strike 3 looking. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jackson Goddard. We head to the 8th inning in Frisco. It'll be Mark Church jogging back out of the dugout to try to hold this tie score intact on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, bottom part of the order for the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the 7th inning. Mark Church back to the hill in a tie ball game, 2-2 into the 8th inning. Juan Centeno will be the batter as Frisco tries to avoid the disastrous on a couple of levels. An 8-game losing streak would be a shot in the gut for any team, but then to do it and spoil an excellent day for Tekoa Roby after he goes 6 1/3 hitless innings. He did allow the 2 runs himself, so it's not like he exited with a shutout going, but still. Mark Church ready for the first offering of the 8th. He winds and delivers to Centeno. Backs a half step off the plate. And ball one for Mark Church. Mark looks down at the dirt in front of the rubber and smooths things out a little bit. Now gets back set again. The 1-0 pitch to Centeno is taken on the outer half for a tailing fastball to even the count at 1-1. Centeno DHing today and hitting in the 8 hole. He's 0 for 2. The 1-1 swing from Mark Church is inside, really working the inner half for the two pitches that missed. Ball 2. C.K. Roby went 82 pitches today, almost half of them, close to half, were in the first inning alone. The 2-1 pitch to Centeno is low, ball 3. Threw 29 pitches at that point. And then proceeded to throw just 53 the entire rest of the game for another 5 1/3 innings. Here's the 3-1 to Centeno. This slider drops in on the outer half for strike 2. Makes the count full. So now it's up to the bullpen and trying to keep this score at 2-2. Give the offense a chance to reclaim the lead. The payoff pitch from Mark Church is swung on and missed on this slider. And Liam Hicks will tag him out. No, he'll throw him out at first. And Mark Church has struck out all 3 batters he has faced today. Going to pick up T.K. Roby after he came in following the home run. Strikes out 2 in the 7th. And then 1 more here in the 8th. And nobody's put the ball in play. Well, that's the closest. That ball technically went in fair territory out in front of the plate. It still counts as a strikeout. On the drop 3rd strike, but threw him out at first. Now Nick D'Alessandro, the batter, with 1 out in the 8th inning. Mark Church winds, and the first pitch fastball fouled back. Well, Frisco's last series against Amarillo on the road at Hodgetown is split 3 games apiece, which doesn't really do that series justice. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Church. It's high, ball 1. Frisco led by 6 runs in the 7th inning, opening game in that series, lost 9-7. They led 11-1 the next day in the 7th inning and lost that one as well. It's the 1-1 pitch from Mark Church. Fastball is hit high to center field. Evan Carter drifting slowly back and to the right. He's in the gap and under it makes the catch. 2 down. First player to actually put the ball off the bat in fair territory. It's a fly out to center field for Nick D'Alessandro. And the top of the order coming up, Ryan Bliss is next. A rare 0-for-3 day for the league's leading hitter in terms of batting average. He's a 406 average coming in. And if he doesn't get a hit here, he'll drop under the 400 mark. In fact, already is at 397 now. It's the first pitch to Bliss. He swings and fouls it back. Clips off the catcher's mask of Liam Hicks. He's okay. So Frisco blowing a couple big leads in the first 2 games in Amarillo. But give the Rough Riders credit. They went on to win 3 of the next 4 games after blowing a 6-run lead and a 10-run lead. But they did not fall apart and came back to split that series at 3 games apiece. The 0-1 offering to Ryan Bliss is low and away. And I don't know what's more significant, to blow a pair of leads for a combined 16 runs or to then win 2 in a row right after that. The 1-1 pitch is low and away again, and Mark Church falls behind, 2 balls and a strike. So Frisco is 4-5 against Amarillo this season thus far. 2-1 sling from Mark Church, a breaking ball that again clips off the mask of Liam Hicks. And that mask is taking a beating here in this at-bat.
Well, two for the price of 1. It got both masks, yeah, of Hicks and then the umpire. Steven Rios Jr. behind the plate.
I thought he also was kind of looking at his mask, too, and slowed it down a bit off of Hicks's mask before it got to him, but still.
It's not a fun time for either of them.
No. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Mark Church back to the line looking for another strikeout. Fastball fouled away. It's not been a fun day health-wise for guys at the plate. Scott Capers got injured in the first inning on a foul tip. Moments later, the guy who hit that foul ball, Jordan Lawler, got hit by a pitch, and then he had to leave the game shortly thereafter. The 2-2 offering from Church is taken in the dirt, ball 3. Nobody on base for Amarillo. It's a 2-2 tie score, top half of the 8th inning. When Frisco comes up in the bottom half of this 8th, it'll be Dustin Harris to the plate, followed by Nick Tanaloo, who has both RBIs today. The payoff pitch, swung on and missed, fooled him with the slider. Mark Church strikes out another batter, 2 more this inning. And 4 of the 5 batters he has faced, he punched him out with a fly out along the way. No score for the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the 8th inning, 2-2 tie, middle of the 8th on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, We understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, with a 2-for-3 day to his name so far, Dustin Harris digs in to begin the bottom half of the eighth inning. Tie score 2-2. Jackson Goddard to the line. First pitch cracked to deep right center field. D'Alessandro on his horse to the warning track, to the wall, and gone. Dustin Harris leaves the yard in the first pitch of the bottom of the eighth inning and reclaims the lead on behalf of the Rough Riders. It's 3-2 Frisco. His fourth home run of the year, and Frisco jumps back out in front on a Dustin Harris long ball to right center field. Traveled 397 feet and left the bat at a whopping 101 miles an hour. His fellow home run hitter, Nick Tanelu, steps in here in the eighth inning. First pitch to him is low and away. Jackson Goddard had cruised through every batter he had faced thus far. He had faced five, retired them all, struck out three of them. And then the first pitch of the eighth inning, gone. Here's the 1-0 to Tanelu, breaking ball, a check swing. He did not go. And 2-0 to Nick Tanelu. Home run for Dustin Harris to right center. He had singled twice today and is now 3-for-4. Two balls, no strikes to the right-hand hitting Nick Tanelu. Here's the pitch, breaking ball that cuts up and in. And he jumped away from it for ball three. That's a big home run after Frisco gave up the lead in the seventh inning. Feel good for Tocoa Roby that the team's back in front. The 3-0 pitch is in the dirt, ball four. Nick Tanelu draws a walk of the four-pitch variety right after the home run. And now Frisco getting to Jackson Goddard a little bit. A home run and a walk back-to-back to bring up Jax Biggers. 3-2 Frisco. And the opening game of this series, the Rough Riders try to snap a seven-game losing streak and try to get a win on a day that T.K. Roby went 6 1/3 hitless innings. And to have to suffer a loss in a game would be disappointing. First pitch to Biggers on the outside corner. And even though T.K. Roby will not get credit for a win today, if the Rough Riders as a team get a win, it would be a pretty significant silver lining to T.K. Roby's day. It's the 0-1 offering to Jax Biggers. It's low and away for a ball. Yesterday, Jax Biggers going to an NHL playoff game. He was there on hand at the Dallas Stars' victory in Game 7 to eliminate the Seattle Kraken. It's the 1-1 pitch from Goddard, breaking ball high, 2-1. Biggers attended that Stars game alongside the home run hitter, Dustin Harris. Two of them went to take in an NHL game and see the atmosphere. 2-1 the count to the left-hand hitting Biggers. Here's the pitch. He shows bunt. The pitch is high and away. And ball three. Runner at first for the Rough Riders, Nick Tanelu. 3-2 lead in the eighth inning. Nobody out. Harris is not a big hockey guy. So I don't really watch it, but it's fun just to be in the arena. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Biggers. He takes on the outside black. Fastball that just caught the edge. Bit of a generous call from Steven Rios Jr., but gives that outside corner to Goddard for strike two. Jax Biggers, 1-for-3 on the day. A throw over to first, and Nick Tanelu dives back. The sun poking out here. The bats heating up a little bit after the Rough Riders had been set down 5 in a row by Jackson Goddard, but a home run, then a walk. Now a 3-2 pitch to Biggers. He swings and doesn't get it. He strikes out, and there's one out here in the eighth. Chris Cease to the plate. 1-for-2 on the day with a single and a walk. Trying to add on to this 3-2 lead. Frisco has not scored multiple runs in any inning today, but a trio of single-run frames have been enough to take a small lead. First pitch to Cease. He takes a late cut and doesn't catch up to the fastball at 94 miles an hour. Strike one on Chris. Comes in with a .224 batting average. He's DHing today. Outfield playing him pretty deep. 0-1 offering from Goddard is inside. Chris Cease brings the wrists into his belly to avoid that fastball. Ball one. Liam Hicks on deck, and then the top of the order awaits. Bottom half of the eighth inning. The one-run lead for the Rough Riders. Jackson Goddard comes set. He comes home with a 1-1 breaking ball, bottom of the zone. He gets ahead of Chris Cease, 1-2. Tanelu at first base, one out. Chris Cease requests time, adjusts the batting gloves. Jackson Goddard wiggles out the arms and gets back set. High pants with the darker blue socks and the light blue jerseys for Amarillo. The 1-2. Fastball cut on a miss. Chris Cease punches out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jackson Goddard after allowing the home run and the walk. It's the 9-hole hitter, Liam Hicks, who entered this game replacing Scott Capers back in the first inning. Looks like Sean Roof is walking out of the dugout. We'll chat with Jackson Goddard and we'll make a change here. Looks like Jake Rice will be the one out of the bullpen for the Sod Poodles with two outs and a runner aboard here in the eighth inning. And Jackson Goddard leaves with a 3-2 advantage for the Rough Riders, a leadoff home run on the first pitch of the eighth inning. Dustin Harris gives Frisco the lead. We'll see if Frisco can do more action here in the eighth inning when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at RidersBaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jake Rice enters here in the eighth inning, replacing Jackson Goddard, who allowed the home run. Didn't settle things down after a walk with two strikeouts, but that's how his day ends. Jake Rice comes in, lefty-lefty matchup with Liam Hicks. Two down, runner at first, Frisco up 3-2. First pitch to Hicks, cuts across the zone on a slider for strike one. Frisco reclaiming the lead here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 3-2 margin. The Rough Riders have not had very many close games go their way this season. The 0-1 to Hicks is swung on, a blooping fly ball into shallow left. Tim Tawa coming in. He makes the catch on a jog. and retires the side. Jake Rice comes in, puts out the only guy he sees, and we head on to the ninth inning. Frisco trying for a one-run win. They're 0-8 in games decided by one or two runs this season. Trying to change that here into the ninth inning. Zach Bigley will be on the call when we come back in the ninth. 3-2 lead for Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Starr onto the hill for the Frisco Rough Riders, going for the save. Frisco leading 3-2 into the top of the ninth inning. In front of a crowd of 10,019, the most since August 25th, 2019. Here in Frisco, Texas, happy for all the Education Day kids. Nick Starr, the third pitcher into the ballgame, replacing Mark Church. And he faces 2-3-4. Kevin Vicuña starts things off in from the right side. Nick Starr from the stretch. And the right-hander's first pitch. A bunt attempt shown, and it's pulled back. Pitch misses outside. One ball and no strikes to Vicuña. 0-2 day for the second baseman who replaced Jordan Lawler after he exited in the bottom of the first inning with a hit by pitch on the hand. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good fastball bottom of the zone, and it's 1-1. Well, Nick Starr really needs a good outing. He has been pitching a lot better than his numbers this year. The 1-1 sails high and away, and it's 2-1. 1-2 with an 8.82 ERA, making his 10th appearance out of the Rough Riders bullpen. He flicks it home, a swing and a ground ball, third base side foul. And it's 2-2. He's allowed 24 hits in 16 and a third innings, opponents hitting 353 against him, but that's very deceiving. He has allowed a lot of soft contact base hits. In addition to that, has gotten some really poor luck with the umpires as well, including last week against Wichita when he threw what would have been an inning-ending strike three, the 2-2. Swinging a line drive right to first. Tanalu makes the catch. Head high. One away. And Robbie Enriquez steps in. 3-2 Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. And the next pitch after not getting the strike three call was a three-run double. All and two on Robbie Enriquez. The stretch and the first pitch is at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. 0-2 day for Enriquez. He walked in the first. That was the first earned time aboard the pitch. Rip and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-2. Until the triple from A.J. Vukovic in the seventh, and then the two-run home run, the next batter from Davison De Los Santos. Starr stretches and delivers. Breaking ball low. That was the curve. One ball and two strikes. Rough Riders getting the go-ahead home run in the bottom of the eighth inning from Dustin Harris. Starr ready from the stretch, and he brings in the 1-2. Swinging a high pop-up in the infield, left side. So JC under it. Acuna comes in from short. He makes the catch. Two away. The Rough Riders trying to snap their 7-game losing streak. Looking to win for the first time since last Friday in Midland. Right-handed batter A.J. Vukovic stands in the way. Closed off stance, first pitch. Curveball, strike over the heart of the plate for strike one to A.J. Vukovic, who tripled in the seventh. He's 1-for-3. Starr looking for his first save of the year. It would be the first one-run victory for the Rough Riders this season. The pitch. Fastball dots the outer edge at the bottom of the zone for a strike at 96. It's 0-2, and the Rough Riders are one strike away. They only have two saves this year. When they've won, it's been by a lot. So here's the stretch in the 0-2. Curveball swung on and missed. Hicks hangs on in his glove, and there's the final out of the game. The Rough Riders win 3-2. Nick Starr strikes out the final batter he sees, and the Rough Riders snap the 7-game losing streak. In front of a crowd of 10,019, the largest crowd since August 25th, 2019, the Rough Riders win in dramatic fashion. What a ball game from Frisco. Josh Wharton has the post-game show for you next. Our final once again, it's the Rough Riders 3, the Sun Poodles 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, it feels like it's been a while since we've celebrated a win at home for the Frisco Rough Riders. It was worth the wait, though. A close one. A nail-biter. A great pitching performance. And a go-ahead home run in the eighth inning. This game had it all. In front of a pretty packed house on Education Day, 10,019 fans took in a terrific day for Tekoa Roby, a game-winning home run in the eighth inning by Dustin Harris, and the Rough Riders pull it out. 3-2, the final score. Frisco improves to 14-19 on the year, snaps a 7-game losing streak, and drops Amarillo to 15-19. It is the first home win for the Rough Riders since April 16th. Part of that because of the two-week road trip and then going 0-5 at home last week. Got rained out on Sunday, but beginning this series with a win, and it was a great game. It had its drama. It had its terrific performance from T.K. Roby. It took only 2 hours and 38 minutes. And Roby, although he does not collect the win in this ball game, that goes to Mark Church. Roby with about as good of a no decision as you can get. He did not allow a hit until one out in the seventh inning. He did struggle in the first. He hit the second batter he saw, walked the next guy, allowed them both to reach scoring position on a wild pitch, but calmly struck a guy out, struck another guy out, and then another and another, struck out four in a row, went on to tie his season high with 8 strikeouts, and pulled a no-hitter into the seventh inning before giving up a triple to left center. Even that was almost caught. It was no easy play for either Evan Carter, the center fielder, or Dustin Harris, the left fielder, who both came together and had a shot at it, you'll say. An excellent catch, maybe a chance for an excellent catch, but it fell at the base of the wall for a triple, and then the next guy homered, Davis and De Los Santos. A.J. Vukovic was the one who broke it up, and they both scored on De Los Santos' home run, and just like that, it was a tie ball game at 2-2. But credit Mark Church, he deserves the win coming in, striking out both guys he saw in the seventh right after T.K. Roby allowed the two-run home run. And then he struck out two more the next inning and retired all five batters Mark Church faced. And Nick Starr retired three in a row after that. So once T.K. Roby allowed the home run, Rough Riders pitchers shut down the next eight batters in a row to close the game. That's the bullpen that Frisco would like to boast. And after a rough week, last week out of the pen, this series starts in good fashion for the relievers and the starter, for that matter, for T.K. Roby. Six and a third innings, two runs, two hits, and eight strikeouts on the day for the North Carolina native. Frisco wins it 3-2. And there were some long balls as well. Nick Tanelu homered for the first run of the game back in the third inning. And he added the second inning. He added the insurance run RBI single in the sixth inning. Then it was tied 2-2 after that triple and home run sequence I mentioned for Amarillo. And no score after that other than Dustin Harris. Very first pitch of the eighth inning, the home half of the eighth. And he homered to right center. And that was about all that either team threatened in the final, few innings. It was just one home run, that's it, and that's what decided the game. Dustin Harris leaving the yard for his fourth home run of the year. Frisco did not get a hit after that point in the ballgame, nor did Amarillo. And so that was it. That was all the scoring that either team got down the stretch. And Frisco pulls out a 3-2 win. Well, before we sign off here on the postgame show, we'll take a look around what games are coming up. Obviously, not a whole lot of scores going on yet. An 11:05 start today with Education Day, but there are some games going on around the league. Of course, later tonight, Corpus Christi hosting Tulsa, and Wichita is playing Arkansas this series. There were a couple other Education Day-type morning games. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Northwest Arkansas is tied with Springfield 8-8. And in the ninth inning, Midland leads San Antonio 4-3. So a trio of early games around the league as Frisco tries to move up the Southern Division standings in the Texas League. Around the Rangers organization today, Down East is playing a series against Fayetteville. They'll play tonight. El Paso and Round Rock right here in Texas. Round Rock at home at 8:05 or 7:05 Central, and Hickory is playing Rome this series as the Texas Rangers affiliates. Well, Frisco, the AA affiliate, holds down the fort so far and gets a 3-2 win over Amarillo. We'll do it again tomorrow at 6:35. Jack Leiter will be on the hill tomorrow evening to continue this six-game series. We'll be on the air at 6:20 for the pregame show. Zach Bigley and myself, Josh Warden, signing off from Riders Field, where the Frisco Rough Riders win it 3-2 on an exciting game. The first one-run win for the Rough Riders all season long. They don't have any two-run wins. They were 0-8 in games decided by two runs or less. And that changes here for Frisco. 3-2 win for the Rough Riders. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:20. Jack Leiter will throw the first pitch at 6:35 on a Wednesday evening. Until then, so long, everybody, and go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!